everybody, here on the Atlanta Falcons Germany podcast YouTube channel. Happy Saturday and a really warm welcome here on our new episode, our new project, Atlanta meets Berlin. This will be a fun ride until the game, until the November game, the Falcons came to Berlin. And therefore, I have one person, one special person here, not as guest, more like a co-host or like a host. So very happy welcome here to Lisa.
Hey, Alessantos. Greetings from the ATL.
Greetings back from Berlin. So we meet us here right from the cities. There are the actors or the main actors for the Berlin game. So Atlanta comes to Berlin. So my idea for a long time was to build a community, to build a fan club, of course. But on the other hand, then to build a bridge between these communities from the German-speaking side and Atlanta. So I talked to you about 2-3 weeks ago, and I asked Lisa, what do you think about having a podcast for the game and bringing some news, bringing some vibes from the cities, some culture things, some music things, not especially analyzes the team, because for us, we have the Talk Up podcast every Tuesday, and greetings to the podcast guys, of course, but just more like what the people thinking and what are the people thoughts for everything around the game or maybe around Germany. So I came to you, I called you, and what was your first thought about this?
It didn't even take me a second. It was an immediate, yes, let's do it, let's go. I'm so excited that we now have an NFL game in Germany. And the excitement from the Falcons fans here in Atlanta, you know, is palpable. So I just figured this would be a super cool way. It's the off season, right? So it will be an amazing time to provide fans with content about, you know, Berlin and, you know, connecting both fan bases. And I'm always super excited to meet international fans. And the fact that you guys in Germany represent the Falcons the way you do, it's inspiring. I'm in awe of y'all, because at the end of the day, you know, there are 32 franchises that you could have selected to, you know, be your NFL team. And you happen to choose the Falcons, which, you know, I'm born and bred in Atlanta. So, you know, it really wasn't an option for me. I mean, my parents raised me as a Falcons fan, but you guys had options, all right? You had 32 of them and you landed on the Falcons. So for that, I'm happy. I've met several of y'all over the couple of years that we've been connected. So I just know it's going to be super hyped when we come to Germany, because y'all have been here. So now we're going to, you know, go to Berlin for the game.
Perfect. That sounds really great. For the fans in Germany, this podcast will be in English, or maybe this German crowd English accent I provide you. So I apologize from now to the future to every podcast I will do in English. Sorry for my English. If something is not so correct, please be kind with me. I try my best. So for the German fans, this is in English. I hope that we have some AI translation with YouTube here. If not, I think you will see and understand what we want to talk about. But to go to this, and maybe we can just introduce ourselves. You just started a little bit. For those who maybe not knowing about the German fan club or my person, I mean, you are famous, Lisa, here for the German community. You are a pop star. So to be honest, no. I have to say this, because you was the first person, beside the Falcons, of course, the first person who contacted me or us and said, hey, What happened there in Germany? What's kind of fan club you are? We have the global marketing rights now in Germany. Give me some information. Can I use your pictures? And you're writing a lot of blog articles for the Blogging Dirty. So bring us a little bit more into this before we start with our program and what we are expected to do for the next episodes.
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned, you know, having an international fan base rep, you know, the Falcons was intriguing. And I really realized, I was like, how did I meet Alice Santos, right? So it was when the Falcons released a video of you with Chris Lidstrom announcing that the Falcons had acquired marketing rights in Germany. And I was just like, well, wait a minute, who's this Alice Santos? I got to figure out a way to connect with him. So then once I did, you were very cool. You did not, you were very accepting of me wanting to get to know you. And you willingly allowed me to interview you for my Blogging Dirty article. But then I realized that you were really, you and the other fans in the Atlanta Falcons Germany fan club kind of had a grassroots movement of centralizing the fans in Germany, not just Berlin, but in the country. Yeah. So I was just like, wow, okay. So obviously through you, you know, over time, I met other fans from Germany that are super, super enthusiastic and passionate about the team. And that just, I was all in. I was all in from that point. And just knowing, you know, how you guys rep. I mean, look at that flag. That flag is so big. And you guys, you know, you travel with it. You take it to, you've taken it to the bands. I know you've taken it to some of the road games where you've attended. This was so cool. This was y'all, I think, Thanksgiving. So that would have been November of 2023. Alice Santos and the crew were in town for the game, and I met up with them. And this is literally in the middle of Peachtree Street in downtown ATL. So, you know, we've been rocking for a couple of years now. And but I felt like when we officially got a game in Berlin and you reached out about doing a podcast, I was like, absolutely. There's so much, you know, that Atlanta fans want to know about Germany that you can provide. And like I said, I feel like because you guys have been to Atlanta, many of you more than once, you kind of know the vibes of the ATL and how we do things around here. So it'll be nice for us to come, you know, to Berlin and see how you guys do things and how you live, the vibe, restaurants, music, culture, all those good things. So yeah, we'll be talking football, but we'll be also talking beyond that as well on this pod.
This, you said, well, this is one of the main goals. Bring this vibe, what Atlanta has. And I mean, you said it right before, there are 32 or 31 other franchises. In the time I selected the Falcons, there were only 30 others, because I think the Texans were not built.
Right.
For me, Jamal Anderson was the guy, the go-to guy who brings me to the Falcons. Mm-hmm. And I see in the last 30 years that the one thing is the team, and you firstly related more to the team, of course, the sport thing. You want, I don't know, everyone has another opinion or a feeling with why it's with one team. The one is more for the success, or more for, I don't know, the tailgating, or more for the party after. I don't know. Everyone has his own story. But I realized that Atlanta has way, way more in history, in culture, and I was like, what is this Atlanta? What kind of stories behind the people? And I was always like, I have to know this. And it's a little bit, the podcast is a little bit also for myself personally to learn more. And I hope there are many other people outside there, even from the German speaking community, but of course, from the Atlanta side, vice versa to the German side or history, to go more into this kind of stories and what happens in Atlanta. So we have for today, of course. So stay tuned and don't go away now from the video or from the podcast, we will talk about some sessions the Falcons organize or not organized in the city, somewhere else. So stay tuned for this. So we can talk about in a couple of minutes later for this kind of stories. But first, I want to show you or more the Falcons fans in Atlanta or outside Germany one website I created right in the time the announcement was like the Falcons will be the away team here in Berlin. So if you go to our website, because we have also a website calling, it's very easy, AtlantaFalconsGermany.com. And I now will bring it here into the picture. I hope you see it. For those who are on the podcast, you have to take now out your mobile phone and take a look to your screen just to see it. But we will keep it also in the video description or in the caption, so you can click on that and be on the link on the website immediately. So, Atlanta Falcons take over Berlin, your ultimate fan guide for game day 2025. Just a quick overview, because for those things here also we will have next episodes to talk about, but just to inform you that we will also keep it updated from time to time. If we found something new, I will place it here in the site. Yeah, and then you can see some general information. How is the entry requirement for US citizens? You get some information here. So, for example, what about the language, the communication in Germany? So I built a small kind of how we call this translation word, mm-hmm. the most important words you can use in German. If you'd like to learn some German sentences, you have it here also with the pronunciation. Yeah, of course. So maybe can you read it, Lisa? Is this good for you to read? Yeah.
Yes.
So
it is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we try this one. Yeah, it's a small test here. Yeah. Okay. So excuse me, sorry. Yeah, it's in German, Entschuldigung. Maybe you can read it here for you first time, a German word.
Oh man, actually, it's a little small, Alessandro, so I can't really, really see. Oh, there you go.
I can make it bigger.
Entschuldigung.
Perfect. Perfect.
Are you
very
sure?
Good.
How would you say it? How do you say it?
It's Entschuldigung, but okay, it's fine. That's
Why
fine.
You I mean, said it fast. You said it too fast. Do it again.
Entschuldigung. Okay. So
Entschuldigung.
Entschuldigung. Yes. You see, it's very fine.
Yeah. Okay. No, and by November, I'm going to learn some of these phrases. So
we have some phrases here. If you like, if the audience and the fans in Atlanta like to learn some, you can go here and get some phrases. We talk a little bit about the currencies, about tipping situation, how is this, the mobile internet situation here in Germany. So maybe you need some infos over there. Emergency call numbers when you are here for the police or for the ambulance. We don't want, but it could happen something, so just save this number as well. The embassy, maybe you lose some papers or whatever, so you can find everything here if you like. Yeah, and then we had some point of interest, the transportation from the airport, some culture thing. This is just a small information guide. It will become bigger and bigger, I think. And we will talk about here in our podcast as well. And for having another announcement right now, we will also have at our Discord server, I think everyone heard about Discord. It's something like a WhatsApp group on steroids. I call it like this because you can have a lot of channels and a lot of possibilities to organize things. So the base, I would say, core fans are organized or talking on our Discord. We have also as well a Facebook group, and we have Instagram and Twitter, of course. But I would say the most of the discussion are on the Discord server, and we will having for you especially ATL Meets Berlin English speaking channel. You will find it. The link is here down below in the description. Yeah, you can download the app, or if you already have a Discord account, you can follow the invitation. Yeah, and then you will have a rule site. Yeah, you just go down, yeah, and push the Falcons button. There's a Falcons button. When you push this, yeah, you are immediately in our channels. You are you see all of our channels, and then you just searching the Atlanta Meets Berlin channel with the American flag, and there you can introduce yourself, say hello, and there we will guide you if you have some questions, or we can meet up. We have some ideas for the future. Yeah, we don't talk about now, but maybe there are some other ideas we can then organize in this channel as well. Well, okay.
Look at you looking out for the Falcons fans in Atlanta. That was really cool. The website and now the Discord that we're going to have. That's really cool, Alessandro. So salute to you.
Thank you. The main goal is always bring these two cultures or the fan groups, bring it together. Yeah, this is my main goal. I mean, I started 6-7 years ago in the private Facebook group. Yeah, you know this private Facebook group. So you are close. Nobody see you. Nobody sees what you are doing. And I was like, come on, we are the Falcons fans. Okay, we had a big trauma to this time, but anyways, we have to collect all the fans here in the German speaking world together, and so we go outside. And one of the main goals was always if we can maybe have relation to the franchise. Yeah, I mean, we started, and it was like, can we have always maybe a mention about the Falcons? That would be the greatest thing on earth for us in this time. Yeah, and I mean, some years later, Chris Lindstrom stands in front of me and tells me, right, I have a surprise for you. And I said, Chris, what are you talking about? Yeah, I mean, I was, when you see the video, I think I had to say, I don't know, 10 times, 12 times only awesome. I was so confused in this moment. Awesome surprise.
We could tell you were genuinely surprised. It was not scripted. You did not know that was happening.
No, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, no, you could tell it. We could tell in your face. But then, so beyond the announcement from Chris Lindstrom, then, you know, the Falcons come over with the head coach at the time, Arthur Smith, and some players, and then they get to meet you guys. So and then that really also, beyond the pictures that you had shared with me, I got to see so many of the German fans, you know, that had met or that you guys had come together for that particular event. And I know there was some Falcons executives like Shannon Joyner that were there. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. So I was really glad, and to be honest, that the Falcons followed up with the video announcement that they actually made the trip over to meet some of you guys.
Yeah, this was awesome. I mean, I showed the picture there with Arthur Smith and the players. And yes, I am so small. Yeah, I mean, all these guys are 6'4", 6'5". I don't know. I'm about 6. Yeah, and I'm not considering little or small or whatever. Yeah, but these guys are like, I was my neck all the time. It was ridiculous. Even Yang Wei Ku is taller than me. Yeah, I mean, no chance. Yeah, I played football 25 years ago. Yeah, as a safety. And I would say always give me a helmet and I will die. Yeah, I'd put it like this: die for the Falcons on the field if they need me. But no chance. They are all machines. Yeah, these people.
Like when you see players in person, but their physicality is really remarkable. You know, their muscle mass, their height, and then the speed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I guess when they're on the football field, because they're playing against players, they're comparable in size. You don't really see the difference, but when they're out amongst regular humans, you're like, oh yeah, you're a professional athlete.
Exactly. This is exactly, and I mean, it would be a nice experience, but I would say everyone here most of the fans in the audience would probably die in the first play. Yeah.
I feel like I'm good for one go round. One go round can probably get you one good go round, but that'll probably be it. That will probably be, I would be done for the day. Yeah.
Done for the day. Done for the whole life. Maybe. You go route, and I'm thinking about, okay, what is the safety doing? And I don't want to know what happened when
yeah, just, and then yeah, got free in game, yeah. But that would be it for me. Okay. With these knees, yeah,
Let it be. We want to be alive, and we want to talk about Atlanta and the game. Yeah,
being alive is a good thing. So yes, we want to maintain being alive.
Perfect. So we have one goal. We have two cities. We have two cultures, and we have one epic game. This is our main sentence. We will. Having like a red line or like a baseline all the time now until the game, and maybe beyond. We don't know, but we will try to have at least something about six, seven, eight episodes maybe on this road. Yeah, maybe more. We don't know. We just started today. Yeah, and we apologize from now also if something is not so perfect with the lights or with the sound or with I don't know. We are not Hollywood. We are here a non-profit podcast, so I hope you all enjoy what we are trying to do here, and at the end we bring us all together. When we have finished that goal, I think the podcast did what he should have or should done as goal. So
I mean, we're two fans from two different cities repping the same team, and we know that there are other enthusiastic fans out there on both sides from both cities, and so we just want to bring the two together. So
that's it, exactly. So let us talk maybe for the next point we have, or for the next topic we have here. So we talk about a little bit what the fans can expect from Berlin. We show you the website, and we talk about the Discord server. Now let's talk about a little bit about what happened, like news from Atlanta. So you have a lot of stories now to tell us. So this is maybe a little bit more now for the German speaking fans to see what are the Falcons or the Falcons fandom, the community is doing in off season, because this is now off season, how you said.
Yes.
There's a little bit training camp and a little bit there of the team, but in general this is off season at that time. So we will fill in with some news. So what was the biggest news for us? You can tell us now, because you were on the ship, isn't it?
Yeah. So last year, the Falcons announced that they will be doing their inaugural fan cruise. So basically, it was former Falcons players along with fans, where we got to engage with the players in ways that were very unique. For example, we had a beach party. We had trivia night with the players. We also had dinners with them where they literally sat with us and, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and we just could talk about anything. There was also a panel where the players really talked about from their perspective of what it was like being a Falcon, playing just the game of it all. So there was a lot of information, and just, I mean, and plus it was vacation, so everybody's in a good mood, everybody's relaxed and chilling. And again, there were Falcons fans not only from Atlanta. Oh, Freddie Falcon, I called it, that was Freddie Falcon in a toga. But fans not only from Georgia, but there were people that came all the way from California to participate in this fan cruise. So other franchises have been doing fan cruises for some time. So this was the inaugural sailing. It was 5 days, 4 nights on the Royal Caribbean, and the ship was called the Utopia of the Seas. Beautiful ship. And it was super, super fun. I mean, I got to talk to Harry Douglas like one-on-one at the beach. I literally asked him, and this was because he had announced that they were going to be doing, or he was going to be doing a podcast along with Roddy White and Julio Jones. I was just like, Harry, you know, what's up with this podcast? And he literally went to his phone and showed me a snippet of the premiere episode. So it was just those types of interactions.
Wow.
Some of the fans, like, you know, there were organized fan activities, of course, but at the same time, it was vacation for, you know, the legends as well. So, you know, they were hanging out at the pool or at the bar, whatever. It was just a super cool experience. And then, you know, we had like a welcome party. Then we had a farewell party where we got to hang with them and dancing. And of course, the DJ was playing ATL music. It was a good time, y'all. And I mean, you know, I always say, if you love to travel and if you love Falcons football, traveling for Falcons football is going to be a win-win. And this was such a unique experience. I'm so glad I did it. And my understanding is this is, they are planning to continue. So there will be a 2026 Falcons fan cruise. So wow. that was in May. So that was super fun. So after the fan cruise, there was a player signing. We had Drake London.
Wait. Don't go through the player signing. Just one by one. Just give me the opportunity to show some pictures and some videos, because you had do some not interviews, but how you say, some announcements by the legends. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right, yeah. Right. So, yes.
Yeah. Okay. We have to play this first.
Sorry. Yes. Please play that. Yep.
First, we have to show in which way you are you was on this ship, because you are a full Atlanta Falcons German fan. Yeah. I mean, look at this. Yeah. Oh wait, yep. wait. Just say is show it again, because we wear it right now.
I am rocking my Atlanta Falcons Germany t-shirt as we speak. Yep. And I took it on vacation with me.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I mean, we have here a new one. This is only the logo. Can you see it? Yeah. Can you see it?
I can see. Yes, I can.
And of course, we have also our, and you see it on our logo. Look at here.
ATL, BLN, love it.
It's a little bit too close, but you can also
there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Perfect. You can you can also get our ATL Berlin official fan club design. Yeah, you can also have it order it. It's a little bit difficult because of sending it from here to the United States. But if someone likes a shirt like this, we will find a way. You can keep it in the Discord, or maybe write us here, or let it in the comments below. We will find a way to bring it to you. Don't worry about this. But then you had also a nice meet up with this lady. Yeah.
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Cheryl Pennitz. She is the grandmother of our QB1, Michael Pennitz. So she and some other Pennitz relatives were also on board with us. And I can say she's super excited for Michael, as you know, you would expect. And I remember saying, are you going to come to some of the games? And she was like, I'm going to come into all the games. I was like, there you go. So yes, she will be in the house.
She's not from Atlanta. So does she travel all the time to Atlanta to see the games?
Well, she said she's going to be there. A lot of player families, you know, that are not from Georgia, you know, they'll just hop a flight for the weekend when we have home games. So
this is super nice. Let me show you the videos. The first one is with Dave Archer. Yeah, for those maybe from the German side who don't know Dave, because it was in the time he plays quarterback. After our first big quarterback name, Steve Barkowski, he was the replacement, you can say, for Steve Barkowski after 9 years, 10 years, 11 years in Atlanta, something about this in the 70s. And he has something special to say with you together. I bring it here. Just have a look, please.
Hey, y'all. This is Lisa with Dave Archer. We're shouting out the fans in Germany. We have a game coming up November 9th. So we just wanted to say we can't wait to see y'all.
Hey, Berlin, we're coming November 9th. Make sure you're there. All the Falcon fans, we're going to all rise up together. Can't wait to see y'all.
Rise up.
Perfect.
Yay, Dave!
Tell us a little bit about Dave. He is the official announcer of...
Yeah. So former Falcon has, you know, maintained a relationship with the Falcons decades now, right? So, yes, he does game announcement or announcing, and he also does a podcast as well. So very connected to the team. You know, he's an announcer, so he's going to be there. So I'm very excited, and he's excited to go.
Very nice. Very nice. Cool. Cool. And the next guy, maybe also for the younger generation, not so known immediately, but look at him. Yeah, he looks like even ready to play. Yeah, I mean, you will see it right now. Always without shirt. You said he's running without shirt all the time. Yeah.
Well, he's definitely kept himself in shape, and he, you know, it's vacation. So I guess for some, shirts were optional. So
shirt were optional. This I like it. I like it. Shirts were optional. Ovi Mugheli. Yeah, you said
Ovi Mugheli. Yep.
Mugheli. Sorry.
We also his nickname is the Nigerian Nightmare.
Nigerian Nightmare. Yeah, this is quite. Sound something in the air, maybe for some of you too, Nigerian Nightmare. You will see why it's the Nigerian Nightmare, and he has also something to say to us in Germany.
What is up, Atlanta Falcons, Germany? This is your fullback, Ovi Mugheli. Not to mention, I was the first Pro Bowl fullback of the Falcons franchise history, one of the greatest of all time. I think so, but I want to tell y'all, thank y'all for your support. I want to let you know that we appreciate every single one of our fans, especially for the ones all the way out in Germany supporting the Falcons and the Dirty Birds and making sure we have all that we need to get the Super Bowl this year because Michael Penix is doing his thing. We got a great defense. We got the O-line. We have everything we need. We just need y'all. Y'all support us. We're going to win this thing. Thank y'all.
You can see he was definitely in vacation mode. Drinks in hand. On the beach.
And on both sides.
Right. Both and sides. I said, hey, do you want to put your drinks down? He's like, nope, let's do it. I was like, all right. Definitely vacation mode. It was great. It was great.
Perfect. So you can feel what you tell us right before, like this connection to the players, this close one. And this is something I can tell to everyone who was not able to go to Atlanta, if you can, and I said it always in the podcast, if you have the opportunity once to go to Atlanta, not only for the game, just only for this vibe with the people there, it's totally different. I would say totally different to what we are know about sports events here. Yeah, this tailgating stuff is. Another world, yeah. And I mean, you have so much enthusiasm. You have so many friendly people, yeah. Here in sports, in soccer, you heard about violences and police who has to cover fan groups separate from each other. And it's a little bit different, yeah. When you come to Atlanta, it's you're talking about football. You're talking about sports. It's like heart in the eyes, and everyone is like, it's another word. And this is one of the reasons why I wish to travel every year to Atlanta. So if you can, and you have once the opportunity, try to save some money and go. Yeah, because this kind of vibe you will feel, I would say, all the time.
Love it.
Yeah, all the time. Okay, but we have one third person.
Yep.
Yeah. Now he should be a little bit more famous, I would say, for those who starts maybe with Julio Jones.
Yep.
They will know him not as the receiver number one because Julio was there, Roddy White was there, but I would say one of the best slot receivers you can have in the league. I would say maybe one of the best. I don't know. For this time, Harry Douglas was... of course, one of the best. So he has also something to say to us here in Germany.
What's up to everybody over in Germany, especially my Falcons fans? November 9th, that's the big game. Will I make an appearance over there? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to keep it a secret. But thank y'all for the support overseas. Falcons fans, we love y'all. I'm an alumni player. The players currently right now, they appreciate all the support. Thank y'all for everything.
I love it. You heard awesome. The reggae in the background. And Harry was like, you know, he's a very busy Falcons alumni. He's, you know, he does work on ESPN. Now he has his own podcast, but he's going to try to work it out so he can make it to the Berlin game. Yep.
Wow. He keep it a secret, but...
Yeah, right.
But maybe, or not maybe, maybe we'll be there. The last time I saw Harry in person, and I can show this picture here, was on the honoring, or not honoring, the
Matt
the,
Ryan night at the Roxy.
Yes, of course. And 3 days prior to the Thursday night game last year against the Buccaneers, where Matt Ryan was introduced in the Ring of Honor.
Yep.
And there was a talk, we can say a talk, one-on-one with Harry Douglas mm-hmm. as an anchorman,
moderator,
thank you. And there I saw him in person and was a super organized and a super nice night. We were very lucky that it comes to this event. I didn't right. know or realize it at the time I go into the plane to fly over. And then it was like, yeah, there's Matt Ryan.
I think I told you, right? I think
you told me. You told me. And then I was looking about tickets and I was like, hey, we have to go there. Yeah, there's no choice. Yeah, whatever it comes, it is Matt Ryan. I mean, it was about 10 meters, 20 meters difference to Matt Ryan and all the stories at that night and how they how he was in the building and with the others. Mm-hmm. It was super fun and Harry did it also very very great and he reminds me right now to this announcement a little bit to Jamal Anderson. Do you remember the video you took with Jamal in the signing session in the team store?
It
reminds me a lot of Jamal Anderson from the how he interacts and how he talks mm-hmm. and like that.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Jamal
they
or is Harry?
Similar qualities in terms of I think they're naturally just friendly people.
Yeah.
They like to engage. They love the fans. They love to dance. Harry wants to move. With somebody, without somebody, he loves to dance. And Jamal will drop a dirty bird at any given moment. So they definitely have some common characteristics.
I
love that about our players. Like you never feel like you're hounding them. Like, you know, I taught Harry to death. I made him do videos. He willingly did. Like I had him do it a lot. So, and he did it with a smile, you know? So
yeah, Harry works for us and he didn't know. Yeah. Harry, everything fine. Don't worry. It's cool. I would love to see you in person in Berlin.
You know what? And we should reach out to Jamal. We need to see if we could get Jamal Anderson to the Berlin game. So let's see if we can make that happen.
I had this a big surprise last year when I was traveled to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Falcons made me international fan of the year, the first one. And they sent me to Detroit and they surprised me at the first night. We had dinner with the other participants of the inner circle. And then Emily from the marketing, greetings to Emily. She said, let's go out. I have a surprise for you. And it was like cold. Yeah, I mean, I don't know in Fahrenheit. I cannot tell you in Fahrenheit, but it was like 0 degrees Celsius for us. It's really cold. Yeah, and I was what happens? I mean, it's freezing here. I'm freezing here outside. Look at here. I had a FaceTime video call with Jamal Anderson, and I was like, oh wow. Yeah?
Wait a minute! I never knew this.
Yeah,
you're hiding secret, sir. What is it?
For the podcast. For the podcast. Yeah. Everything
you never
for
told
the show.
Me this. We have been trying to. I cannot believe you never told me this. After all the time we were like tweeting Jamal, DMing that man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought I told you this. But no. As a big surprise right now, we had this conversation. And in this conversation, I told him, hey, Jamal, you have to come to Detroit. And he said, oh, no, I'm here on the West Coast, and sorry, I'm busy. And I said, one day we will meet in person. Yeah? And then he said, yeah, we will do it. So I hope this will maybe in Berlin. So maybe we can have some calls with some of the people who have some decision to make. And then maybe
Jamal
to Berlin. It would be great.
Right. And that was another thing too, Alessandro, if you don't mind me interjecting here, is,
of course,
you know, you've been a Falcons fan for decades. Like you didn't three just decades. Hop on the bandwagon in 2012 when we made it to the NFC Championship game, or 2016 when we had our Super Bowl run. You've been in this thing for a long time. And that, again, I was just like, wow, he is a real Falcons fan, you know, and knowing what that entails. You guys are, 6 hours ahead of us? So I guess it's not too bad, you know, if it's a 1 o'clock game for those primetime games. So if you're staying up to watch them, you're doing that at, 2 in the morning, maybe. That That's truly commitment. And early. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
You know about early birds? You know about this?
I'm assuming because y'all had to get up early to watch the games.
Okay, just to show you now in Atlanta, what the Falcons are doing for the fan club and the fandom here in Germany. Because I had a call with Shannon Joyner, the marketing vice director. I don't know exactly the title, but. We had this Chris Lindstrom interview where he surprised me with that. And then we had a call after this. And I was like, Shannon, what have you done? And now you will never get me or the Falcons fan here off. We will never divorce or whatever. So we are here now. And he said, sorry, what are you talking? I mean, this is now... forever. We are married now. This is kind of forever now. We are in Germany, and this is now, you are, Germany is the country we choose and finish. Yeah. And in this moment, it was like I feel over and over all over my body goosebumps, like, wow. Yeah. I mean, to listen to some of this kind of phrase or sentence was like, okay, this is real serious what the Falcons are talking. And all the time, whatever they ask me or we interact for some events or other things, I felt always this 100% commitment also for the German side. And this one here, I don't know who was exactly responsible or who had exactly the idea, but this is an idea. It came from the Falcons front office. They said, we would like to have something for the fans who are get off at 2:30 in the morning to watch the primetime games. And they came up with this idea, early birds. And I had some conversations with the Falcons and with the agency. And they asked me how we can run this the best. And I said, okay, listen, there's only one way you can do this. This will be on our Discord channel, because there we can do a lot of stuff. Yeah, you can have video channels, you can have only voice channels. Yeah, we can run a lot of things there, very easy for everyone. Yeah, and there we will collect all the fans who want to get off to get up in the morning and to watch together the game. Everyone looks to his own screen, but we were together in one room and talk about. Yeah, I mean, some were a little bit not loud and maybe sleeping. I don't know, but others are talking all the time and so nice, because this was kind of a they make some games not trivial. How you say when you start a game and had some presents. So they sent about, I would say, 50 of the cups around to the Falcons community, and they bring also signing jerseys and signing helmets. Yeah.
Okay.
During this night games, yeah, we had running. No, I'm missing the word. But we found one winner, and they get the presents. Yeah, and
nice.
This is so amazing. Yeah, the early birds with their own logo, and here you see a little bit the German flag. Yeah, so.
Oh, look, wow! Yeah, early, okay.
Yeah.
Look at you telling stories I never knew about. Okay. I'm here for it.
I keep the secret for the show.
And you save everything for the pod. Gotcha. Got it.
Yeah. Very, very fun story. And this is the best proof for me. This organization is from the top to the bottom. One line, one friendly behavior. Yeah, you see it from our owner. Yeah, I mean, there are other owners from other franchises. They seems to be a little bit different. Yeah, I don't want to say something bad now, but I'm so glad that we have an owner like Arthur Blank. Mm-hmm. I know there are some criticism over there and here. It's mm-hmm. everything's fine, but from the human perspective,
right?
I would say he's one of the best human being you can have as franchise owner, and this you can see. All the stages down below. I mean, they're calling me and they say, sir, can I disturb you? Can I ask you for this? Sorry, please. Thank you. It's always in this kind of matter. And you feel never like, I don't know, bad vibes or whatever. It's always a good vibe and a good relation from front office to, I don't know, fans. Whatever, it's really, really nice. I'm so glad to be a Falcons fan and to having such a connectivity to you and to all the others. It's really great.
And you talk about me, you know, people knowing me in Germany. You are well known.
You're famous.
And the crew. Yeah, you know, I tell you, people ask me, you know, either they'll reference you by name or they'll be like, how's the International Fan of the Year? And of course, you were the first one. I guess I'll take this time to shout out to Marco, who is the current International Falcons Fan of the Year. So I'm definitely looking forward, you know, to seeing him again. Marco. Saw him last. He was in Las Vegas, you know, when we played the Raiders last year. The Falcons had, they'll pick maybe one or two road games where they'll do like, they'll host a party for the fans that travel. So I'm going, you know, I went to the party and look at, there's Marco. I was like, oh my God. So, you know,
Marco's everywhere.
I was just like, I've definitely seen him on the road. I've seen him in Vegas, Tampa one year, and he had the Atlanta Falcons logo on top of the German flag. And I was just like, Marco reps hard too. So y'all, that's what I'm saying. You know, being from Atlanta and just seeing how y'all ride for the team. I love it. I love it. And I love that, you know, you guys are getting, you know, the opportunity to have, I mean, I know we're the visiting team, but you get what I'm saying. You know, we'll be coming to you this time. And I think that's right.
I mean, it's a fairy tale. Yeah, you say fairy tale. Yeah, starting 30 years ago with watching football, not understanding the game. Yeah, going into it. Yeah, deciding for the Falcons. Yeah, playing myself for 2-3 years as a safety, coaching. Yeah, like a head coach, a flag football team about 8 years. Yeah, and then starting all these community things. Yeah, and then to see the Falcons playing in your hometown, it's like, I mean,
now since you play safety, we got to figure out a way to get you a picture with Jesse Bates
over there. Yeah, I have a signed jersey.
I know you got the autographed jersey. But no, I would love for, you know, for us to work
Jesse Bates, of course. And, I would love to see, Marco Hellams. Yeah. Because he's wearing the 23.
Yep.
Yeah. And, my International Fan of the Year jersey with a big, badge is the 23. So somehow I have to meet him too. Yeah. And, all the other safeties. I have here a jersey. You can see it right now. I have here a signed jersey from Keanu Neal. So he was in the 16. Was it 16? I think, yes. One of my favorite picks as a safety. So I'm very.
Keanu was
bummed.
A hard hitter too.
Yeah, he retired right now, and
he did.
Unfortunately, but it's okay, it's fine. Okay, let's jump a little bit back, into our program. So you see, we are starting to go to other topics. But let's go a little bit back. Yeah, you said something about the signing sessions. So this is something you had. Not every week, but
It's really kind of whenever the Falcons, there's no really scheduled time, but they'll just kind of pop up and be like, oh, there'll be a player appearance here. And normally it's short notice, but this time it was Drake London and Caden Ellis. So it was on a Monday. Just a random Monday at Atlantic Station. Falcons fans had the line wrapped around the building to see these guys. And again, it's the off season, but for fans, there is no off season. We're going to rep our team. And, nice guys. They signed any and everything, jerseys, posters, helmets, cars, whatever,
Skins. On the skin, maybe. Yeah. Ovi Mugelli was there with no shirt.
But it's and even on short notice, fans are gonna come out, and it was just good. And I specifically, was letting them know that I would be in Germany, and they were like, okay, that's great. That's awesome. We'll see you there. That kind of thing. So I think, even though it is work for them, they do appreciate when fans show them support on the road. And then when that on the road isn't on a whole other continent, that's pretty special. It is.
We will make them feel like home here. You can be sure. You say one sentence, short notice. For those who are here in Germany and writing me personal messages, what about you said something event in I don't know when and whatever. So can you give us more information? And I am always like, sorry, I don't know more than you. So give me now the proof, please, that the Falcons are not telling in months prior
to an
event. It's about
the London Ellis appearance. It was like 5 days. Five days. Okay. Yeah. So definitely short notice.
From now and forever, I will not answer any more personal messages from you when you're asking me. Yeah, Lisa told us that is normal for the Falcons. So please believe me when I told you or tell you I don't know more than you. Okay, thank you very much.
You got it. No problem.
We have this too. Fine, very fine. And there was another short notice, not from the Falcons. I don't know that was not.
Wasn't from the Falcons, but it was definitely short notice. I'm thinking this one might have been 3 day notice.
3 day notice. And what happens? When was 5 days ago? 3 days ago?
It was last Friday.
Last Friday. What happened?
So a week ago now. We got was just on socials and found out that our longest tenured QB1. Was going to be acting as a bartender, and fans could come and take selfies and get things signed. And of course, that is the one and only Matt Ryan.
It's Matthew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
As a bartender, I mean, how cool is that to get a Coke, a drink, a beer, from Matt Ryan? You were there? You was there?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I was late to the event because I had to work. But when I got there, again, another long line, which was cool. People still show MR2 love in the A. But I got close, but I wasn't able to get a proper selfie with him. But he was pouring drinks, taking pictures, doing autographs for the fans that were in the line. So, yeah.
Sounds so cool to know. Okay, in 3 days, Matt Ryan will be at that bar. Yeah. I mean, I would say, okay, guys, let's go have a drink.
Yeah.
And maybe talk a little bit to Matt Ryan.
Did you have pictures for that or no?
Unfortunately, okay. let me see what this picture is. I cannot see it. No, that's
a Falcon.
This is only a Falcon, and this is also not Matt Ryan. This is Dominic from our podcast. I'm sure somehow I didn't upload it. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
But you can all leave us.
Maybe put it in the Discord or something. You know,
we can put it on the Discord. So sorry for that. This picture went somewhere else.
It's all good. But it was just really cool. Again, Matt Ryan. You know. You talked about, you know, a good person off the field. He is that. And, you know, it was cool seeing him getting all the love from the Falcons fans. So that line was long. So
I think you cannot talk anything bad about Matt Ryan. I mean, 14 years for the Falcons, always there, never really hurt.
100%. I think he only missed maybe 3 games due to injury, which is amazing durability for that time span that he played for us.
I always said in the conversation when we had the talk up and we analyzed their often very specific and have some critics maybe here for the play calling or whatever. So we talk about it's like fans talking about. And when it came to the analysis or the phrases about Matt Ryan or maybe QB here or someone else said, oh, he's not this strong arm anymore and whatever, I always told the people, we will miss Matt Ryan one day because of what he's giving us, because we never can imagine or remember a time for most of the fans coming with Julio Jones or Matt Ryan maybe, you had never a conversation in Atlanta about the quarterback one, and then after he's going to Indianapolis, what a coincidence, the Indianapolis is coming to Berlin, so and then it starts this up and downs with our QB.
We call it the QB carousel. Mariota, Ritter, Taylor Heineke. Who am I missing? Oh, Kirk Cousins. And now we're on Pennant. That's a lot. That's a lot in a short span of time to not have that QB1 position truly solidify. You know, we're hoping Michael Pennant is the answer to give us that stability at the QB1 position.
Fingers crossed. This is a sentence in English. Fingers crossed. In Germany, we said pushing thumbs.
Oh,
so when you translate it, pushing thumbs, and in fingers crossed is Daumen drücken. Yeah, so a sentence I put I have to put on the website. Daumen drücken. Well, anyways, really nice. So I'm really jealous to not having Atlanta here in Berlin or in Germany. So it's a little bit far away for getting a drink with Matt Ryan. But maybe he will appear here in Berlin. I mean,
maybe
playing for the cold, playing for the Falcons. Oh,
that would be cool for him to call the game, right? Yeah, I mean, what a storyline that is, right? But I mean, number one, let me say as well, Matt has definitely transitioned. He's a great sports commentator. Not everybody has made that transition successfully. Like Drew Brees, he was one and done. Had a great season as a player, but that commentating thing didn't work out for him, but it's definitely worked out for our Matt Ryan. So
it's a Falcon. I mean,
yes,
what we are talking about.
Matt knows the game, and the way he explains it, I'm just so happy that, you know, his next chapter is going well for him.
Yeah, of course. Very fine. One last thing before I will just talk a little bit about an event here in Berlin we had. There was one big media day. You call it media day. What is this? What we can think about? You have a media day for the Bird's Nest, for the fans, is it right?
Yes. So just like the players, when they have their media day, that's basically when they take, you know, photographs and hype videos, and those images and footage are used all throughout the season. Well, some members of the Dirty Bird's Nest got to partake in the same thing. So these are all, and for those, let me explain what the Dirty Bird's Nest is. The Dirty Bird's Nest is the official hype section for the Falcons. This is actually year 5 of the Nest. So each year has gotten better and better and better. The Nest is where we bring the hype. We bring the energy, you know, into the bins. One thing that I absolutely love about the Nest is there are never any opposing fans allowed into the Nest. So whoever's to your left, right, in front, or behind you will be a Falcons fan. Now, that being said, there have been some opposing fans to try to sneak into the section, but whenever they are outed, security, like, once we point them out, you know, it's a problem. Like, they got to go. You know what I mean? Because we know they snuck in there. Like, they're not supposed to be there. So once they reveal themselves as an opposing fan, they're out of there. Like, they don't get to stay.
It's not possible to get any tickets for those sections where you sit,
right,
isn't it?
So, yeah. So the Dirty Bird's Nest is in section 134 of the bins. And no, like, you cannot... Like, if you go to Ticketmaster now to try to buy tickets in 134, it's going to be grayed out. So, yeah.
It was very fun because I was thinking, I don't know, last year or the year before, that before. Lisa told me about the Bird's Nest. Okay, let's try to get tickets there. No chance.
Yeah, you basically have to try to get it through, you know, a Dirty Bird's Nest member, which, you know, we do. Like, you know, not everybody can make every game, so... We try to keep the tickets within Dirty Bird's Nest members and or people that we know are true Falcons fans because, you know, we pretty much stand the entire game. We're waving flags. We're cheering. You know, we're shouting, you know, third downs. You know, we're turning up. You know what I mean? So we want the people that if they're not, you know, season ticket holders in the Nest to bring that same energy that we do.
Yeah. And you have also here one famous... MC
Pastor Troy, diehard Falcons fan, AT alien. We love him and he loves the Falcons.
He's very cool. Cool, very nice. Thank you for the news.
You're welcome for the first
news. I have also some news, maybe you heard about in Atlanta. Yeah.
Yes,
because
definitely.
I can show you maybe something. I don't know if the Atlanta fans know about, but the Atlanta Falcons don't have only the AtlantaFalcons.com official NFL American English site. They have also an AtlantaFalcons.com/DE for the German websites, a German-speaking website, with articles and everything in German. So you see also here from the surprise of the international, being an international fan of the year, and we have here in week 9, we had an event in close to Frankfurt in the Mercedes-Benz store, watching the Vikings game with a buffet and some kind of games and so on. Yeah, so the Falcons are doing a lot here for us. I told you, and you can find it over there. Here was a season opening party at the Frankfurt Stadium because there was some weeks later the international games, the Frankfurt games, 2 years ago. Yeah, and you can find a lot of articles there and news, of course. And this is now what I want to show you. Bijan in Berlin. Yeah, very, very cool event. Yeah, I was a little bit involved a little bit for the organization. And yeah, therefore, we tried, and I can show you some pictures also here on our Instagram account. Look at here. You can see here our meeting with some of the fans prior to the event here in Berlin. The Brandenburg Gate, very famous. When you come to Berlin, you have to go there. It's a very nice point of interest, how we say it, in the middle of Berlin. So the whole event was there, and you cannot hear it right now, but you can see here is the entrance, and everyone was cheering and very pumped that Bijan Robinson, I mean, one of the best running backs in the league, comes to Berlin just to have a 60 minutes conversation talk with our community host Eleni. It was really, really, really nice. And we had also a small present for him, just to show you. We had our ATL Berlin shirt, or our official fan club shirt, signed by mostly every participant of this event. So this was a present I was allowed to give Bijan at the end of the event. And we had also the opportunity to sing something for Bijan. And you all know, of course, Simon and Garfunkel, the famous song Mrs. Robinson. And Thomas, one of our fan club, had the idea, hey, just make a chant for Bijan on this famous song, but change a little bit the text. And I said, oh, this sounds great. And we talk a little bit about the phrases and everyone, and then worked on this. And I had to go first, also, of course, to the Falcons responsibles, like Shannon from the marketing, and ask for, is it okay if you give him the present and if you can sing the song? And he said, what kind of song? Show me, please. And I showed him the text. And I can totally understand this. Yeah, it's an official event for the NFL. Be sure that everything is fine. And I mean, he knows me, and he can be sure that I'm not doing any crazy things. So I get the permission for that. And then we had the song, and I will show you the song. Because I think you can do maybe we can do something with the local hip hop stars, with the song maybe featuring Ludacris. Oh, I don't know, but we need to do something more, you know. But listen to this. Yeah, it was really, really fun. It's short, just here.
Everyone has the text, so please be as loud as you can.
Perfect.
Well done.
Yeah, I mean, sorry for this not really clear voice. We are not the colors, the famous colors. No, but he was very, very happy. Yeah? And you saw this kind of, wow, they're singing for us. And I think we hit him right into the heart.
I love that. And also for the Falcons fans, you know, on our side, we have Freddie Falcon, but in Berlin, they have Fritz Falcon, and he is just as hyped as Freddie. I love, you know, his dance moves, and he looks a little bit different than our Freddie Falcon. I think whatever you call the top of the hair, but I love it. I love it. And I can't wait to meet Fritz. I know, Fritz, I'll see him in Berlin.
Fritz is the first outside mascot of an NFL team. So
are you
the
serious?
Excuse me.
I am learning so much from you, Alex Santos.
You have to follow our podcast. So this is the time now where you pushing the follow button and give us a like, of course. Here you will learn a lot. And now Fritz is the first ever outside US Falcon for a franchise. Right after the Seahawks came, I think 2-3 days later with their mascots, but we are the first, as always in this kind of events. Yeah, not always, but the Falcons are really pushing forward, and they bring us Fritz. I think last year, yeah, and he's cool. He's in so many events. You see Fritz, and it's so much fun. He has a little bit different haircut.
Mm-hmm. And I like it because it's like the German flag colors, right?
Is that this is German flag colors. I don't know what's also different, but they look very similar. But the haircut is different for sure.
Well, shout out to Fritz.
Yeah, and he signed also on Bijan's shirt. Yeah, you see it here. This is the signing of Fritz. So we have, or in this case, Bijan has an autograph from Fritz. That's it. I hope. And if someone there outside, knows Bijan a little bit closer than I do, or do you, Lisa, I hope he will wear it one day.
Yeah? Oh, that would be cool.
My dream is that he wear it prior to a game, mm-hmm. entering this small door where you get the pictures before the game. Yeah, you know what I mean? This mm-hmm. this media entrance when they came with the light and everything.
Yeah.
Because in the building, it's obvious they have to wear Falcon stuff. But outside the building, they came casual. And maybe, Bijan, this would be a big... thing for us when you will wear the Atlanta Berlin t-shirt prior to a game. Thank you.
Got to speak it into existence.
Yeah, we will see. Fine. This was the Bijan in Berlin event. Really, really cool action. He did some other things too. He had a lot to do on this 5 days, 4 or 5 days. Yeah, he went also to Munich to the championship final soccer. He had a lot of marketing appointments in Berlin, mm-hmm. in the Olympic Stadium. Wow.
He was busy.
Really busy. And I saw him then on training camp, and I was like, wow, how he did this? Yeah, mm-hmm. so many appointments there, and then go back and on the training and press conference here and media there. Very professional. Yeah. These guys are high level and respect. Yeah. Really respect.
And again, I'm so excited that, you know, you guys in Berlin got an opportunity to meet one of our star players, you know, up close. So
it was very cool. Very cool. Shake hands, bear hugs, touching him all the time. It was nice. Yeah. I mean, sorry, coming so close to an NFL running back legend. Sorry, for me, he's a legend. Yeah. Very cool.
Love it.
Very, very cool. So, Lisa, for the first episode, for the kickoff event, I would say we said a lot.
Yeah? We definitely said a lot. Yes.
Anybody who knows me knows that 1 hour, 12 minutes, it's a short podcast. Yeah, it's no problem for me to talk 2-3 hours. So this was a very short first kickoff event here with a lot of information, with a lot of knowledge and stories from Atlanta and vice versa here from Berlin. Mm-hmm. We will continue this. We will have other topics for the next episode. Give us some days. Maybe 10 days. We don't know exactly, but we will have a next episode.
Yes.
In the meantime, or during the next days, if you like to interact with us, you will find our handles here from Lisa. The handles, it's everything in the description below. You can come. You are very welcome on our Discord channel to have conversations on the Discord and to get in touch with the German fans. So let us had a channel there for those who who likes to interact with us, to have questions, whatever. You can ask us there. You can ask us here in the comments, and we will try to respond to this question in the next episode. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being there, Lisa. And I would say, with a typical sentence and phrase of the Falcons, we will finish this and hope to see you all again next time, next episode. So rise up,
Berlin,
and rise up, ATL. Thank you for everything. Bye-bye, and see you next.